Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The American people and businesses are one step closer to receiving COVID-19 funding relief from the government. The U.S. House of Representatives and Senate passed a massive year-end bill that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. $1.4 trillion of annual government funding is also part of the deal. The measure was approved before a midnight deadline expired to keep the U.S. government funded. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill in the coming days. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. U.S. President-elect Biden and his wife Jill received a COVID-19 vaccination on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the country. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign is frontline health workers and those in nursing homes, addressing some of the most vulnerable populations before expanding to others. President Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus back in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. South African health officials say a new variant of the COVID-19 virus is driving up the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Officials said Monday the variant appears to be more infectious than the original virus. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved vaccines against COVID-19 will protect against the new strain, which is different from the one detected in Britain. The new surge in coronavirus cases prompted the South African government to impose tighter lockdown restrictions, including beach closings. South Africa has reported 920,922 coronavirus cases and more than 24,000 deaths, according to the numbers posted by Johns Hopkins University. A mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading quickly in the United Kingdom is wreaking havoc on transit to and from that nation. Calls to limit travel from Britain come after researchers discovered a mutation of the virus that is more contagious. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has since issued strict lockdowns. Dozens of countries, including Canada, India, France, are among many that have taken measures to limit or ban travel to and from Britain. U.S. airlines have already scaled back flights to and from Britain, as well as the rest of Europe. European Union and British negotiators remained in Brussels Monday, with talks still blocked over the right of European crews to continue fishing in British waters, as well as concerns over fair trade rules. Without a deal, Britain's links to the European Union end at midnight, December 31st, with a new tariff barrier that will sharpen the big shock of unraveling a half century of EU membership. On Sunday, the deadline set by the European Parliament expired without an agreement being found, leaving no time for lawmakers to ratify an eventual deal before January the 1st. A U.S. senator said Monday that hackers who breached U.S. government agencies compromised dozens of Treasury Department email accounts, including those used by the department's top officials. Senator Ron Wyden provided the details in a statement after the Internal Revenue Service and Treasury Department briefed the Senate Finance Committee on the matter. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin told the cable news network CNBC Monday there has been no damage, nor have we seen any large amounts of information displaced. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.